Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaitim Sechtas Yavamis Peri Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Once again, same case. We have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Zakta Mishnah. In this case, like in the previous Mishnah, or at least at the beginning of the previous Mishnah, one of the sisters is an Issa Erva to one of the remaining brothers. Let's say Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law. But in this Mishnah, it goes further. V'hashniya asura alzeh Issa Erva. Leah is, let's say, Yehuda's mother-in-law, or one of the other Ervas. So hu asura lezeh muteres lezeh, v'hasura lezeh muteres lezeh. Hu asura lezeh Rachel, that is asur to Levi, is muta to Yehuda. And Leah, that's asur to Yehuda, is muta to Levi. V'zoy yisha'amru, this is the case where we say, achoysa kishihi avimta, if an erva sister is also her sister-in-law, oy chayletzes, oy misyavemes. Now, really, what was this case? It's the case we had earlier in Perik Bey's Mishnah Gimel. And there the case was, similar to our case, a little different. We'll soon see what's different. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. There's one brother, Levi. There's another brother, Levi. Rachel is an erva to Levi. So we said Levi can marry Leah. She's not a sister of a Yavama, because Rachel's not a Yavama, she's an erva. So here, it just works double. It works on both sides. Rachel, who's Levi's mother-in-law. And therefore, because she's an erva, or she would be any other erva, she has no Zika connection to Levi. And therefore, Yehuda could be Miyavim her. And Leah, who's an erva to Yehuda, and therefore there's no Zika connection to Yehuda, that clears the way for Levi to be Miyavim her.